KEARUH WARCUY. Calling. WARCUY is clear. KEARUH WARCUY calling. KEARUH WARCUY calling. WARCUY is clear. AE8RUH from W8RCY. Anthony on the road. W8RCY is clear. WACD mobile. WDKLL.
KJO, this is NAWRO Richmond. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Curious if you're going to have time this week. I'm working on the task book for the ARPIS, and last thing I got to do is make a DMR contact. So when you got time, I'd be interested in trying to connect on statewide one.
Okay, I only got half of that.
Punched up the power a little. How about now, Tom? Do you copy?
Yeah, much better. I'm right here just west of Wixom. I'm on the, which one am I in? 175 out of Detroit, so let's see how far this gets me. I'll go ahead and see that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Just happened to be talking to Dave over in the 7.2. And when time permits, if you could, I need to make a DMR contact on Statewide 1 for the task book. So whenever time permits, maybe when you're back towards this way, you know, we could join up there.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Because right now all I have is my HD, so got to find a suitable repeater for MI5. Because my mobile is being whatever it's called, switched and realigned. That's the word I was looking for, realigned.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I overheard that mobile's in the shop there. Yeah, no, there's no timetable on it. I'm just trying to do it before the 17th, before we have the next in-person meeting. But, yeah, well, you know, I'm listening on 7.2 and FBI, so I'm sure we can do it at some point. I'll have to step outside to give it a try in the HT for statewide one, but hopefully it works. We'll see.
DRO from WAP.
There he is. Go ahead, Wally.
I can do it right now if you want to try it.
All right. Greatly appreciate it. I will QSY statewide one. We'll give it a try. I'm going to have to step outside, so it'll be a couple minutes in 8WRO.
Okay, yeah, we can try it, yeah. Tom's good DMR radio is broken, so I have to get it to the garage. How you doing, Tom?
I am doing as well can be, I guess you can say.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I answered you, but my radio, I got to get used to this. Wherever I have it programmed, wherever it is where it goes to talk. So I'm talking back to you on P25 stuff, and I'm like, why aren't they hearing me? And finally I figured it out. So very good. All right, just wanted to say hi. Make sure everything is good and hunky-dory. Had an exciting weekend, and tonight I get to go golfing. So looking forward to that.
WDA-KLL, WDA-KLL, KFH-DRC. WDA-KLL, KFH-DRC.
KFH-DRC, this is KEH-NOR.
DRC. Go ahead, Dora. And how you doing?
Jack, I'm doing well. I may need to swap a battery here. Hang in. K8NOR returning.
Go ahead. KFA DRC. Anyhow, so how you doing today?
Besides the follow by the storm.
I don't know, you're not sounding good. Maybe change the spot or something, or the antenna.
Maybe this repeater doesn't like me some days. If it's really bad, we'll leave it go at that. I'll maybe catch you on the other radio.
Oh, you're sounding good now. I don't know what you did, but you're sounding a lot better. Anyhow, what's happening? Long time no talk.
Ah, good old UHF. I literally moved my radio on the track. That's it. I've heard you out there a couple of times, and I was right in the middle of something. I couldn't answer it. Good to hear you back.
Oh, you're not coming clear, so we'll talk again. And thanks for coming back. Take care. We'll talk again. Maybe some other day. KF8DSC.
KF8DOC, KE8NOR, clear.
Hello, Jack, WD8KLO.
Are you sounding good, Greg? Good morning, and how you doing today?
Well, good afternoon, Jack. It's 12:30. We're enjoying this nice cool weather. How about you?
I was out on the doctor's office, foot doctor. Yeah, this, you know how they cut your nails at the doctor. And I just came back. And really, it's very nice outside. It's not that hot at all.
Yeah, it's a lot better today for sure. A lot less humidity and a lot cooler. Yep, I'm heading to the doctor tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, tomorrow. So hopefully they got you all taken care of.
Oh, yeah, they put a big Band-Aid there. That way I can walk. I can walk and no problem to walk, but, you know, I get tired and then I got to sit down. And the feet, you know, with the fingers, it hurts over there, and that's what he did.
Well, good deal. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better there. So we are getting ready to go out and trim some shrubs. While it's cool out, we're going to get them all trimmed up today.
Right, I got to do the same thing here. Not the shrubs, you know. How a small tree comes from the other side of the fence. Got to go do that today, too. That's why I want to, you know, make sure I can do that today.
Yeah, we've been waiting for a little bit cooler weather to do some work around the house here. So finally, that 90 degree stuff is just too hot. You know, you can't do much work out there in that. But I welcome this cooler weather for sure.
90 degree weather is there's not even a wind blowing. So it's, and if any way you look at it, you can't hardly breathe. I couldn't. I went outside a couple of times, and I went inside and stayed inside the house with the air on.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jack. It's a little bit taxing when you get out there and try and do a little work and getting dizzy and everything else trying to do stuff. So I decided, no, I'm just going to wait till it cools off. So it's 67 degrees here right now, so it's perfect.
Yeah, 67 over here. The truck says 75.
Wow, that's quite a bit of difference between, you know, Flint and there. Wow, that's a little bit warmer down your way.
I think they're going to go up to 77, and that's it for today.
Yeah, so I sent you a text. Looks like I'm going to be putting up a wire. A guy's making me an NFET device. And I had a whole bunch of copper wire from my father in the box there, the electrical box that I kept when he passed. And it had some isolators on the end, so I can use them. And I just bought a tuner and a SWR meter and a telescoping pole. So we're on our way. We're going to be doing the long wire here, or an NFET, I should say.
Is that going to be like 80 meter and 160?
Yep, it'll be, well, I'm going to have a separate antenna for 10 meter and 6 meter, I think it is, but the rest of the bands will be covered. Then I bought an automatic tuner and a Daiwa SWR power meter to monitor things.
Now I see what you're saying. You know what I'm going to do? I have that vertical. I took it down, and I replaced the bottom of it where you put the wiring. And I'm going to, those are small, I don't know, they call it the six sections of them. I'm going to replace these, and I'm going to put it back.
Yeah, I'm not sure what antenna you're talking about. That the one you have outside on the ground there, or the one you have up in the air?
The one on the ground. I don't know if you're looking at it right now, but it's on the side right now. But that one, the one I bought, that $200 one, is just not doing the job out there. But I like it because it's got 6 meter. And you know what? But it's not doing a good job. I think that's what I'm going to do, put the vertical back.
Okay. Yeah, once I get this system up here and running, I'll let you know. You know, maybe we could do something down your way that, you know, the same thing. But I just ordered all the parts today from DX Engineering, and I'm going to get an amplifier too, but I got to find that.
Make sure when you call them, you tell them what you got, then they'll know, they usually know what they're talking about. So you got to tell them you got a Yazoo, and that's what you're going to use that amplifier for.
Yeah, I got a buddy up here that's been working with me. Been doing it many years, so pretty much got me the grocery list together and what we're going to do. And he came over and looked at my my property and where my trees are. And we got it all laid out. We just got to get all the parts together.
Good. Well, Greg, I'm on my destination right now, but I'll maybe talk to you later. Good talking to you. You take care. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. Good talking with you, my friend. Take care out there. Have a good day, safe day out there, and we'll talk again later. KF8DRC, WD8KLO. We'll be clear.
Sirens are blowing. W8RTY, W8BD.
W8RCY, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. All was good. Appreciate the info, intel. It was none of our truck, too, because that was that's like the first intersection our guys hit after they pull out of our industrial subdivision for work. So I called up the service guy and said, walk over there and check, because it was in walking distance, and he says it's none of his truck. So that was good. So thank you for the intel.
I've known the area since the mid-80s when Satisfaction Limousine moved out there. I know people that live in the trailer park just before you cross over 94. I'm familiar with Rock Church, and I'm familiar with Talb Collision, so I don't know where you are in relationship to that. I just know that's an area you frequent a lot. I know it's in, you know, near where you live. Don't know exactly where you live. I was just concerned, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. I do that kind of stuff. You know, I worry about friends, I guess. All right, I'll let you get back to your day. Glad all is good. W8RCY.
Yeah, right there, that's our office, that industrial complex to the south. Because that's right, southeast, there's an industrial complex in there. The very back corner, that's where we're at. So I'm only about 3 miles from there. So you can see the high school from our office. You take care. Thanks for the thanks for caring. It's worth, that's even a better way to say it. Thanks for caring. Talk to you later. WABD.
Copy that. WARCY, clear.
Are you heading home?
Actually, I'm going to see if I got a friend that's over at 9 Mile Ryan, if they need a little bit of extra help moving some stuff. But after that, I'll be heading home.
I'm heading home to go grab some golf clubs, sit around a little bit. I think that's it.
Did the patient get to the doctor?
I have not been there. Maybe tomorrow. That should be tomorrow. I haven't heard much from the doctor today.
I had my doctor on Thursday, and they put a little thing on my chest that stays there for a month.
There you go. Gives you the excitement of knowing what you're going to be doing.
So now I got my personal phone, my work phone, and I got this other phone that's really a phone. It's a monitor. So I hope it has to be within 3 feet of the sensor. So I've got that stuffed in my pocket.
Oh, put you on one of them 24-hour jobbies?
I said 2 weeks up to 4 weeks. I said, well, I know usually 2 weeks usually doesn't do it, so I opted for four. So I'm doing all the way up to the end of the month.
And is there any radio stuff that doesn't mess up with it?
No, it's Bluetooth. And so no, it doesn't do anything. Well, so far I haven't skipped a beat on that aspect. That's never got my key up. We'll see what happens after the test. Just want to see what. why I'm getting all these flutters and everything else like that.
Yeah, he's going to send you no more radio.
That won't happen.
W8BD. If they didn't say that. Other than that, not too much. So, all been good. All been quiet. Had a fun weekend. I cut the grass a little bit this afternoon when I was home. And that was about it.
Yeah, Saturday I dropped the wife's truck over at the neighbor's. It can replace the wheel hub, which should have only taken a couple hours, but it took more than a couple hours because, one, the rotor was seized on the hub, and two, the hub being original equipment. That was a little bit of a pain in the rear here to get off, but he got it. Put it all back together. I got to reset the sensors.
There you go. Okay, sir. I took the wheels off and I'm landing, so I will chat with you a little bit later. Appreciate driving on up towards Richmond. I will pull my phone. Have you?
Sounds like a plan. I'll get to you later. 73 on the slip. Thank you.
On the watch glimpse over repeater, KCNS ZT.
What else would they be?
Yeah, I just wondered, this one, you probably already know, but this one, the audio seems a little bit lower than the rest of them.
Okay. I better check that. This is a different radio. I'll check what the deviation set is.
Yeah, I just noticed with most of the people on this one, I got the radio volume cranked all the way, and it's just a little bit lower than the other ones that it's linked to. Just by the way, you know.
Oh, you mean in general or just me right now? Hold on, let me talk on the other radio here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Does it sound about the same?
Yeah, it's about the same, so I don't think it's your radio. Like I said, it's other people, too.
Okay. Because we checked the audio levels before, and seemed to be pretty comparable. I could boost it up a little bit.
Not a big deal. But, yeah, other than that, man, this one's a lot better than what you had up before, because I can carry this one almost to Flint.
Yeah, you know, this one is a working amplifier, which the other didn't, really.
All right, I'll let you get back at it. I'm just about home here. Okay, see you at 50.
All right. Very good. I'm just checking the audio level here. AB8PR.
W8BD mobile.
W8BD. NABDF. Good evening, Dakota. W8RCY. How we doing, Donald? Well, I have some bad news. You may have to pause for a moment of silence, but the computer died. It overheated, and it melted some buttons inside across the top, and the security lock on it that I tried to remove by hand would not come off at all. A little bit of the pliers, it kind of like twisted off in such a way that it was melted into place. So it overheated and died. And I'm going to be in need of another computer, and I'm slowly working on it.
Wow, I've never heard of one actually melting buttons. Was it on the power? It had to have been on the power supply because the battery was shot. Was the lid shut? What happened?
My power down routine is always the same. And I shut it down on Saturday night, the same way I always do, and I close the lid. And when I went to turn it on this morning, I saw that the power button at the top left corner and two of the buttons off to the side on the same plane there in the upper right-hand corner were kind of like sunken and melted in. And I said, uh-oh. And I looked underneath, and the vents underneath were clogged like with dust, and which is rare. And it just overheated, I guess, and died. And like I said, I went to take the little stud off of it for the security lock thing when you hook a cable to it. That is only hand tight. It's not, you know, cranked down with a wrench or anything. It's just thumb screwed tight. Couldn't get it off. Took a pair of pliers to it, and the thing just, like, the whole corner of the computer, not the whole corner, but like about a quarter-sized corner of the counter just came twisting off like it was melted plastic. And I said, well, this one's done. But I just thought I'd let you know that I do thank you and I do appreciate the salvage attempt. And I got, about 2 months out of it after you last fixed it, maybe more, three. And thank you. And like I say, you don't have to send flowers or anything like that. It's just sitting here in the corner right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's going to obviously get scrapped. But, it passed away probably sometime between Saturday night and Monday morning.
Well, rest in peace, Dinosaur Computer. I'd say that thing had a pretty darn good run. So what do you have your eye on now? Are you looking new? Are you looking refurbished? There's a company online called Backmarket, and they have refurbished Lenovos, which I would recommend if you're sticking with Windows. Very, very, very inexpensive for some relatively good spec PCs, and parts are readily available for repair.
What's the name of it again, so I can write it down?
Back, Bravo Alpha Charlie Kilo Market.com. I'm pretty positive that's what it is. I've looked at several PCs on there. I mean, you could get, depending on if you want a 10-key, how big of a screen, but I was looking at, Lenovo T470S's, 480S's, and they were $200.
Okay, backmarket.com. And, Lenovo is what I want to get. I haven't had a Lenovo in years. And this one that I got, the HP, I got with when I got my internet and all I have here is internet and Wi-Fi, and when I signed up for it, of course, you get the old fart senior citizen discount, and you can get a computer for $120, and like I said, it's an old dinosaur. It lasted me a good 11 years. Can't complain. You got 2 more months out of it, 3 months, whatever, and it was a great computer, and Lenovo is what I'm going to be looking at. Thanks for the tip.
That's a good run for any computer, any piece of technology, really. Just make sure when you're shopping the Lenovos, don't get the consumer-grade ones. You want it to come with a pro version of Windows. That's usually indicative that it's a enterprise-grade PC. And the reason I say that is they're a little bit more modular, a little bit more rugged. They're built for the end user. That's what I buy. I buy tons of them every year. We deploy them. They don't die, and if they break, notice I said break, not die. They're pretty easy to repair, pretty inexpensive. So the T-Series are a good way to go, and you're going to find them relatively inexpensive because there's so many from corporate turnover. They phase out. Also, I would check with Anthony. He may be able to get his hands on a nice Lenovo as well for a really good price.
I sent Sean this morning a text to give my phone number to Anthony and have him get back to me. I have not heard anything. Sean's probably been busy all day. Don't even know if he got the message forwarded or what, but I'll give it a couple days. If I don't hear back from Anthony, I will definitely look at this back market site and see what I can find. Want about a 15-inch, 16-inch is too big, it won't even fit in my gear bag. The 15-inch, something I can put in my gear bag or my laptop, or not my laptop, my backpack will hold a 15-inch as well. So, but yeah, like I say, it got the time I got out of it, and yeah, it was due, and I'm just grateful for you and the time you put in to give me that little bit of extra time.
Well, I'm happy to have helped. I'm glad I got you a little bit more life out of it before it finally kicked the bucket. And if you off air, if you want to set a budget and text me what you're looking for, I can do some digging around too and see what I can come up with. Because depending on the budget, sometimes it does benefit to buy new. Like, I got my wife a really, really, really nice Lenovo Yoga with a AMD 1TB 16 gigs of RAM for, like, it was on sale for, I think, $500 or $600. Now, like I said, if you want to text me off air, let me know your budget. That might be more than you're looking for, but they're out there, especially the Lenovos. I think it's the best bang for your buck.
Well, I don't want to go over $1,000 for anything. You know, that's pretty much my cap. That's why I was looking, looking at new Lenovos on Amazon just to get a ballpark figure. Like I said, I'm just in the window shopping phase right now to see what's out there and how much it's going to cost, that kind of thing. And I just want something good. I want something that's up to date, mission critical, business type stuff. But I'll get back to you. Getting, like I said, a couple days. I'm still, I guess you could say I'm in mourning, boo-boo, because it's only been about, about 12 hours, 12 and a half hours since I, you know, tried to turn it on, and there was just no life. I didn't even try CPR.
It's never fun losing a piece of kit, but it is fun shopping for a new one, so you have that to look forward to, at least. And I would say $1,000 is way more than you really need to spend in today's day and age. You can get a heck of a lot of computer for $1,000.
Oh, yeah, I can maybe get two or three, but, you know, I don't need one in every room. This apartment's only 755 square feet, so the one in the living room would be just fine, and I don't usually take my laptop with me in the bedroom. I kind of like to have a no electronics rule in there. My bedroom's my bedroom. You know, music is in the living room. It's got a corner for my desk and things like that. So, one will be enough. But when I spend money on things, I kind of like, you know, even when I shop for radios, $1,000 is kind of like my limit, and I just go from there. And if it's a little bit more and it's not overly more, then, yeah, that's one thing. But, I mean, my Motorola's, when I got them back in 2019, new in the box, new old stock, XPR 7550Es, $565 a piece. So I can't complain about that. And I ended up getting three of them, four of them actually. I bought three at once, and then I bought a fourth one later.
At 8DBF, I've been perusing the Motorola's. Nothing has jumped out at me where I can say, yeah, I'm going to spend that much money. I did just order an ICOM ID50, so that's the route I went. I was shopping for another HT. But that's not to say a moto's out of the question. I still would like to get my hands on one someday. But it's got to do more, based on where I live, it's got to do more than what a moto's going to do for me for the money. So, but I wouldn't mind a mobile. So I've been looking at them. I'm learning about them. I've never dabbled.
W8RCY. I just got a message back from Sean. I guess he's under the weather, but he did send a message to Anthony. So, Sean, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. And I'll be expecting to hear from Anthony probably in a few days or so. But like I said, I'm in no hurry. I have a decent working tablet. I have a tablet that's a really nice Lenovo, but it's designated for IMSA. I can't use it for anything other than IMSA. It's like proprietary. And I'm not even able to shoot pictures of the WeatherTech girls with it. So anyhow, so that's pretty much what's going on here. And did you have a nice 4th of the July holiday weekend?
Good old mobile device managers taking all the fun away. We went up north this weekend. We went up Thursday, came back Saturday to avoid the ridiculous traffic that I saw yesterday, so I'm glad we did that. But laid low, hung out at our parents' cottage, and that's about it. Did you get out, go anywhere?
No, this is one of the rare weekends I stayed home. Significant other and I are having a few issues, but I could have gone up there, but I didn't want to create any tension or anything like that. So I just decided to stay home. And her parents live up in Forester, right there on Lake Huron, so it's nice up there, and I've been up there a bazillion times. But in a way, it was nice to stay home, get some house cleaning, and just basically chilled. and I ate a lot of food, but I haven't done that in a while. And, yeah, I'm kind of looking at myself in the mirror this morning, and it's like, oh, this does not look good. But, hey, indulge once in a great while. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Good hearing from you. And, again, thanks for all that you did with the old HP. Now I got nothing to play my music on because the thing is gone now, too. So I guess when I get a new computer, I'm going to have to buy a separate CD thing to play my music with. But it's all good, unless I buy a new Bose system. But, we'll see what happens. I appreciate your time. Have a good afternoon. Safe travel the rest of the way home, and good hearing from you. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
All right, Donald. Good hearing from you. I'm sure I'll talk to you later this week. And, again, if you got any questions, shoot me a text. I'm more than happy to help you out. N8BDF. I'll be standing by for a bit here.
One last thing. If you still have my cell number, I don't have your phone number anymore, so if you can text me it, I'd appreciate it, because I don't have it. I don't know what I did with it.
Yep, I'll shoot you a text right now.
Okie dokie. Again, thank you. Catch you later. W8RCY.
WB8KLO.
KF8EID, KF8EID on HT, radio test.
I believe the call was KF8EID. This is W8RCY. Heard you coming in loud and clear. The radio volume was turned down, but from what I heard, you sounded just fine. W8RCY.
Thank you for coming back. What was your call sign again?
Whiskey 8 Romeo Charlie Yankee.
Thanks again, W8RCY73.
Not a problem. Bill's in the mail. You'll receive it in a couple days. Just kidding. Have a good afternoon.
WEFU, WEFU, ADFK. WEFU, WEFU, this is ADFK.
do have street signs that say 25. All I got to do is talk to the township or the city and have them patrol the area where it's, most of the offenders are circulating through.
Yeah, they do it during school, but this time of year, not so much.
Well, if you got signs that say 25 or signs that say slow children, you know, people should adhere to the speed limit. Like I said, in Memphis, we got one patrol officer that, he'll give you a little bit of a leeway, but, you know, he'll warn you the first couple of times and continue to do it, then he's going to start putting points on your license for not obeying.
No, very good. I didn't know Memphis has got their own police department.
Absolutely. We got the chief is full-time. And the three offices are part-time, and two of them I know, or one of them I know, rotates between Memphis and Armada, and the other one I think rotates between Memphis and Richmond.
Yeah, I know one's part-time in Richmond. I know him real, real well. There's other occupations in the automotive industry, the automotive repair industry, so... I know him pretty well. Every time I see him working, I call him. I get a cell phone number. I call him up and says, "Hey, how come you don't want to pull me over and say hi or something? I'll buy you a cup of coffee." I do when I see him, but he's also part-time. But he's got the full NCOLS thing, and he got it later in life. And he said that was brutal. He said that was really hard to get.
One part-time guy. So, you got questions, he has answers. And the other part-timer is a former DPD.
Well, God bless him for that. That's one position I never did. One of my friends, when I was in high school, I don't know if I ever told you this story, many, many, many years back, they were trying to get me, just a second, I got to dump this call. Many, 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 many years back, they were trying to get me to become a police officer, city of Kalamazoo, officer and fireman type thing, because Kalamazoo was PSOs. You were one, you were both, and then when it was so many years of seniority, you could choose wherever you wanted to migrate. But I knew myself, I didn't have the patience to be that guy, and I thought, no. But all those guys, there's probably 10 of my friends that all went and did it, you know, high school friends, and every one of them are retired now with 90% of their pay and health insurance benefits.
Yeah, when I lived in L.A., they called me up just before I moved back here, offered me a position in the academy, but they, I think, strongly believe they wanted me for, 21 Jump Street kind of stuff, and I really didn't want to do that. You know, you got to spend 10 years in the jail, which is fine. When I came out, I wanted to be, I want to be a flat foot. I didn't want to be going back into the school that I hated being in the first place.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds pretty good. Where are you at now? You almost home? Are you heading home?
I-94 and Suffrage exit, so I'm almost there. Other than 9 mile and Ryan, so I just figured I'd take the freeway this time home.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. Well, other than that, you guys safe. Be careful. I might stop here and grab a taco or something. Maybe not. I don't know. I want it, but I don't need it. You know what I mean?
We have this thing at the machines right there at 31 and M19 or 31 Grand Street. called like a torpedo. It's like a torpedo sub, but on ciabatta bread. That's really, really good.
There's 31 in Grasshead. Okay, right there by the Kroger and all those other places.
Yep, right there next to Burger King.
Got it. Okay, I'll have to try that. That commercial house in Richmond, that's pretty good, too. We go there once in a while.
I've been there a couple times. It's not too bad. I usually go to Ken's. You know, I know the owner, so I kind of throw my money in their pockets when I can.
There you are. You're a team player. You heard Sean at all today on the radio?
Yeah, I haven't heard him. I've been on and off of it most of the day, you know, trying out 175 when I'm on the west side.
Just let you hear him during the course of the day. He's been kind of quiet, so I hope everything's good.
He actually took a week's vacation and is relaxing with a good, a good whiskey and a nice stogie.
There you go. I had a stogie for the first time in a long time last night, so, or Saturday night, I should say. So, it's pretty good. So, all right, dude. I'm going down St. Clair Drive. I'm going to let you go. You be good. I'll chat with you in the morning.
I'm good. Enjoy the evening while it lasts. I had a little bit more before I head home, but I'll try to get on the flip. So, I'm going to get KCKKL.
CWF.